So, the idea of Sabbath is the idea of rest, is the idea of worship, is the idea of setting 1/7 of your time and just be going before God. But then the other concept taken is that you yourself must have that time. But those others who depend on you, you are supposed to help them to also worship God. That includes your children. Or do you leave your children looking after cows so that you yourself can go to worship? Do you leave your children with the duties so that you are able to go to the mother's union? Here he says, no, it's not just you. It's you and those who belong to you. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or your daughter, nor your male or female servant, and goes on. And so the understanding here is that if you are true worshippers and you are running a business, you are held accountable by God. Even you yourself went for worship. You must not be quoted by your staff to be the one who caused them not to have a day of rest and worship. Now, of course, you may be working in a hospital, you are a nurse. But then, if you are the matron, you need to reorganize the duty roster such that everybody gets at least once or twice a month, gets a Sunday free if they worship on Sunday. Or a Saturday free if they worship on Saturday. I think God will hold you accountable if your staff do not have a day of worship when they can meet with others to worship because of the way you organize your work.